As we head into the holidays and office parties and family get-togethers, cookie decorating, so many different fun things, it can feel like there's a lot on your plate, and maybe the thing that just doesn't take priority is your health. Well, there's a simple way that you can prioritize your health and feel better during the holidays, and that is with DS01. DS01 is formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains to support whole body benefits, including gut health, skin health, heart health, immune health, gut barrier integrity, gut microbial balance, and micronutrient synthesis in just 2 capsules a day. So, if you want a simple way to prioritize your health during the holiday season, just add this to your routine. One thing that I encourage is habit stacking. So what you're doing already, think about before you go to bed. Are you brushing your teeth, washing your face? That's what I do. I have this evening routine, and I just add on taking my supplements to that. So I actually have them sitting right there, right by my bathroom counter, so that when I'm doing my evening routine, I can just remember, oh yeah, part of my evening routine, habit stacking, brush my teeth, wash my face, take my vitamins, and take my supplements. And so add this into your routine, and hopefully it's going to make a difference in your holiday season, help you to prioritize your health. Get ahead of the new year with a routine that helps you now by going to seed.com/crystal and use code 25crystal to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/crystal. Code 25crystal.
Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of 6 kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Jesse, I learned something about you recently that was really shocking to me, and I can't believe that we have been married for 21 years, 22 years in January. Plus, I knew you since you were 10 years old, and I was 9, and I had no idea this thing about you.
I have no clue where this is going.
So we were driving in the car the other morning for school drop-off, and we have this routine where we drop Kirsten off at school, then Silas off at his school, and then David off at his school. We all ride together, and I do my makeup, put my contacts in the car while Jesse drives, and it's just our morning routine. And I had just grabbed some contacts that look like mine as I was going out the door, and get in the car, and we're driving, and I put these contacts in, and I'm like, what is going on? Did my eyes turn really, really bad overnight? Did I miss my eyes? What is the problem? Because I had put both contacts in, and everything was still incredibly blurry. Like, the contacts didn't seem to make any difference, and yet I was sure it was my contacts, and so I picked it up. And it was, yes, the daily contact, the brand and everything. But then I looked at the number on them. I don't know exactly what it's called. The prescription, I guess, is what we'd call it. And instead of 4.00, which is what I wear in both eyes, it said 0.25. 0.25. I was like, what? And I thought, do one of our kids have a very, very weak prescription? And I was racking my brain. I thought that they wore more than that. And then Jesse goes, oh, those are mine. All this time, since I've known you, I feel like, or a few years after I knew you, you got glasses and you've had glasses or contacts. And, you know, looking back, so many things make sense now, because sometimes you will drive without your glasses, and I'm thinking, how are we doing this? Or you will forget that you didn't put contacts in or glasses. And I just, I don't know. I just always assumed you had a prescription that was close to mine. And it really freaked me out when you would drive. Because if I don't have contacts in, I can't see someone's, I mean, I can see shapes of bodies, but if you're coming towards me and I don't have my contacts in, I don't see your face until you get up pretty close. And so
that explains a lot.
Anyway, come to find out, all this time, Jesse's been basically wearing fake contacts because you could just squint a little bit and you would be good.
I squint all the time anyway.
But what I don't understand is how are you 44 years old and you've been wearing glasses since you were in the middle of your teens, I feel like. Didn't you get glasses when you were 14, 15, something like that?
15, I think.
How have your eyes not gotten worse?
I think they've actually gotten better.
What on earth? The last time I went to the eye doctor, they said I was on the cusp. Like, I really need a prescription that's stronger than 4.00, but we went...
Wait, didn't they actually say you needed bifocals?
Well, I'm on the cusp of needing to, yes, get bifocals. And I have started the thing. It's so bad. I used to always remember whenever my parents would do the thing where they'd hold something up to look at it and have to pull it out and, you know, try to figure out. And I'm like, what are they doing? Well, now, multiple times my kids will bring their phones to show me something and I'll have to let my eyes adjust and hold it out. But we went with a weaker prescription because the longer you can hold out without getting bifocals, now some people might disagree with me, but I believe it's better because the more you up your prescription, it's just going to cause your eyes to basically weaken. So yes, I learned something that I should have known about Jesse a long time ago that I never knew. I guess I never thought to ask you, what is your prescription? I just assumed we had similar prescriptions. And now it makes more sense why our kids... Like growing up, both of my parents had glasses and I think fairly strong prescriptions. And so most of us have needed to get glasses. And I just couldn't figure out why our kids didn't really have so many eye problems and need glasses. I mean, we have, Silas wears contacts and Caitlin.
She wears contacts too.
Yeah, I don't know what her prescription is. Maybe I should ask her, but she sometimes wears them, sometimes doesn't. So, and then Catherine does wear contacts. So, I mean, but anyway, it's been interesting to me that
mine are for my astigmatism. My astigmatism pretty bad.
But how do you, so are they?
The contacts are special for astigmatism.
Okay. So it's not really about the prescription. It's more about how the lens is for astigmatism.
The lens helps as well.
Okay.
Because there's not crispness. If I don't have the contacts in.
I used to have astigmatism in one eye. I still have a little bit of it, but I wore a lens for astigmatism and then maybe my eyes got better. I don't know. I just stopped needing to wear it. So I was really grateful for that because now both eyes wear the exact same type of lens, which makes it really easy because used to have to be like left, right, which one is which and get the right one in there. Anyway, so.
Which one is left and right?
I am still working on learning my left and right, but let's see if I could do this correctly. Going to the eye doctor when you struggle with knowing left and right is a real challenge. And I really have to psych myself up. And then I have to, the whole time I'm there, I have to be completely focused and keep repeating to myself, this side is left, this side is right, this side is left, this side is, because they'll say, cover your left eye. And
no, your other left eye.
I have covered the wrong eye multiple times before. And that is really embarrassing. So yes, I will never get east, west, south, north. I had to think about what the other one was. But I'm working on left and right. Sometimes Kirsten has to correct me. So we got a lot of interesting responses since we have last done a podcast, and I wanted to read a few of these because I thought, Jesse, you would enjoy hearing from people. There was one that I'm honestly surprised, Jesse. I am really disappointed in you, actually, because you did not catch my error, and this would be totally something that you would have caught. But let me read this to you. I'm just listening to your podcast episode that dropped October 8th, and I'm hearing more about you considering a cow. We always get beef that way, and I just wanted to mention that I think most people do refer to it as beef, in particular because you would probably get a steer, a castrated young male, not a cow, an older female who's had many calves over her life. Just a friendly FYI.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't know why we always said half a cow.
Yeah.
Quarter cow.
It was more so it's ease of language, I guess.
Yeah. So
not accuracy,
but I was disappointed in you, Jesse, because that would have been something that you should have called out because.
Well, we could have also said, hey, it could have been a different kind of cow. Could have been an elk, something like that.
Is an elk, would you always.
A female cow, elk is called a cow.
Right. But would you always eat a cow for an elk?
Not always.
I mean.
Sometimes you eat a bull.
Okay. But with, it wouldn't matter. Like the meat would be the same. Like she's saying the meat would be a lot better, I'm assuming, because it would be a young male versus.
Well, no matter what you get is going to be different because the, like she said, they have born offspring multiple times. So my guess it should be old and tough.
Excuse me, what are you saying about me?
As opposed to...
What are you... I've born a lot of offspring, so I'm old and tough. Old and
tough, yeah. As far as meat goes, or you get like a young steer that has more testosterone and muscle build. That's what meat is. It's muscle. So
here's my question. So is age predictive of the quality of meat, or is it the type of meat?
Yeah, I mean,
is it the fact that she's born multiple babies that she has? Like, you wouldn't want to eat her meat.
You get like very tough and sinewy, and I mean, veal is a very young bovine, and because it's very tender because of that, so it's not had the contractions of walking and.
But it wouldn't
exercise.
Matter. I guess what I'm wondering is it wouldn't matter if it were a male or a female. If it was old,
the meat wouldn't be good.
The
hormones going through the body. It changes the texture and the taste.
But the meat, like an old male, are you saying that that meat would be bad too?
Probably. It'd be tough. Be really tough.
Okay. So old equals tough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want younger.
Just wanted to make sure that we weren't being sexist here about cows. Beef.
Bovines.
Sorry, beef. I don't know why I just always call them all cows. I'm just not accurate on that. Okay, we have another email that we got in, and this one was from Bethany. She said, hey, Crystal, you talking about beets on your recent podcast made me wonder, have you tried roasting them? They are one of my favorite things to eat that way. I cut them up pretty small, toss them with olive oil, pepper, plenty of salt, and balsamic vinegar, which was interesting, and roast them at around 400 degrees for however long it takes to get a bit crispy. I could eat an entire sheet pan. I have never, that I know of, eaten roasted beets. And I also have never put balsamic vinegar on anything that I've roasted, and now I need to try that.
How do you keep roasting at 400 with olive oil without it smoking really badly on a sheet pan? That's what I want to know.
Because we have this problem that anytime we want to roast something on a sheet pan with olive oil, it causes major smoke issues. Have we talked about when we had to have the fire truck?
The fire truck didn't come out for that one. It came out for some. I don't know why that thing went off when it had to come out.
Oh, that's right. Because recently the fire truck actually came to our house. The other time it almost came and then it got called off. Correct?
A firefighter came to our house. The fire truck was en route, and I heard it stop halfway through our neighborhood.
Because
the firefighter called him off.
Randomly, what was it?
It's four weeks ago. Volunteer fire department where we were at.
4 weeks ago or so, it was our alarm just started going off for no reason. We have no idea why. And both of our phones were dead. Wasn't that what it was?
Yes, that was so terrible. It was
the calamity of errors. Both of our phones were dead. And so they call us when it goes off.
The security company calls us.
And so they couldn't get a hold of us. And you were outside, didn't know that it was going off. I was inside, didn't realize that my phone was dead. And didn't realize your phone was dead. And I thought you were taking care of it.
And I kept trying to charge it to call the company. And my phone has issues charging right now. So I would turn it on to call and it would die again. And it happened like two or three times. And then I walk inside. Then I walk back outside and Silas is standing outside with one of the firefighters.
Well, speaking of fires, this is a great segue. Someone said, regarding podcast episode 277 and the deep freeze, I know exactly the stench you are talking about. We lost our house in a wildfire back in 2011. A week before the fire, we had returned from a trip to Iowa to see my husband's family. And since my hubby is a bit of a meat snob, we always come home from Iowa with tons of pork and beef. She called it beef. Good for her. You see where this is headed. I had never smelled anything so horrendous in my life when we pulled up to the ashes of our home. Our deep freeze was fireproof, but everything inside that we had just brought home from Iowa was totally rotten. Many tears were shed that day for many reasons. I mean, I
never thought a deep freeze would be fireproof.
I have never thought about that, of like your freezer. You know, I feel like that's not something that
I would have thought it got cooked.
Yeah. And so that was pretty crazy. I was like, I guess that's why, I know what it was recently with the hurricane. They said to put all of your papers that were really important or something that you didn't want to take with you in your dishwasher, because they said your dishwasher is waterproof. And so even if there's a terrible flood, the seal will hold and you will not get any water in there on those papers, which thought that was interesting. But apparently your freezer is fireproof.
Very, very creative.
And so I thought that was very interesting. We always love hearing from you. We learn so much and we love your responses. So thank you to the many of you who have been writing in recently. It's so fun to get your emails. Jesse, we had a fun trip recently that you did not get to go on, but you got to have a boys' weekend. Mm-hmm. And this was one of those situations where, as our kids have gotten older and we have a wide age range, we are having to get creative. And sometimes you have to change your expectations of what something that you had thought was going to look like doesn't end up being like you thought it was going to be, but it ends up being beautiful and wonderful anyway. So we had planned that we were going to go to Silver Dollar City, our whole entire family, along with Caitlin and Catherine's boyfriends. They had never been to Silver Dollar City before. So the kids really wanted to get to take them, let them experience this thing of their childhood that they just grew up loving so much. And so we had worked it all out with all the different schedules, that there was this little window of time that it was fall break for the college students, that they could work it out. And then we could work it out with our kids who were in school. Some of them had fall break, some of them didn't, but we worked it all out. So we were super, super excited. We were going to get to go to Silver Dollar City, our whole entire family, and bring Will and RJ with us. And then the hurricanes hit, and Hurricane Helene hit, and we had a lot of rain and storms that weekend. And you know, compared to what so many people have gone through and are going through, this feels very...
The holidays are better when you're not feeling guilty or worried about carbs. And with Hero Bread, you can have things like soft, fluffy bread without having to worry about carbs, because they have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and are high in fiber. So you can enjoy things like grilled cheese with a cozy pumpkin soup, or buttery Hawaiian rolls with family dinner, or French toast casserole around the holidays. I love their bread. I especially love it toasted with lots of butter. And sometimes I will even sprinkle it with a little bit of Truvia and cinnamon. It is so good. I love that they have so many different products. So things like sliced bread loaves that I was just talking about, tortillas, and Hawaiian rolls. And they also have monthly small batches of indulgent favorites like 2 gram net carb hero croissants and more new surprises coming after the holidays. You'd never know it's low carb and high in fiber bread from the texture. So get the soft, fluffy experience you know and love with your next savory breakfast sandwich, late night grilled cheese, or family taco Tuesday. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order of their new recipe. Go to hero.co and use code CRYSTAL at checkout. That's CRYSTAL at HERO.CO. As we're headed into the back to school season, I know many of us parents, we want to make sure that our children are getting the help that they need when it comes to subjects in school, areas maybe that they're struggling in, help with homework, areas that they're excelling in, maybe not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies, and it's designed to help kids really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I was first introduced to IXL a few years ago when Silas's math class, his teacher changed to using this. And it was really, the goal of it was so that they could get a better read on where all of the kids in the class were doing and where they needed to be challenged more, where they were struggling. And I loved the real-time feedback. The other thing is that it really challenged Silas because he's someone who's kind of independently motivated and he loved that he could work ahead and work at his own pace. And he wanted to see those stats and see the results. And he ended up being able to then move up in math to a different level because he was so motivated and they saw that he was really doing well based upon his stats from IXL. So I'm really grateful for IXL because it just helped him to be able to be more challenged when it came to math. This program will improve your kids' grades. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It also will work for any of your kids. There are advanced algorithms that power it, so IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. Also, one subscription to IXL gets you everything. So if you have kids different ages in your home, pre-K to 12th grade, IXL covers it all. Also, it can save you money because instead of hiring a tutor, you might be able to just use IXL, and a single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And my podcast listeners, listeners of the Crystal Payne Show, can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. So visit IXL.com today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This month is about gratitude. And when I think about the people that I'm grateful for, I have to say that one person I'm very grateful for is a therapist who years ago had a deep impact on my life and my parenting. And as I wrote about in my book, Love Center Parenting, really radically changed the way that I approach parenting and really then impacted my relationships with my kids and just the overall tone of our home. I don't know whether you've benefited from therapy or not, but you might have a similar story where you have just felt so much gratitude to someone who has said something that has really impacted your life and really shifted things for you in a positive way. Maybe you're listening, you're thinking, I would love to have that in my life because I'm feeling stuck or I'm struggling in this area. Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And I love that you can switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/crystalpain today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/crystalpain.
Microscopic to even mention, but Silas was supposed to have a baseball tournament that weekend and it got moved to 2 weeks from that weekend, which happened to be the weekend that we were supposed to go on this trip. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are we going to do? We worked so hard to make this happen. And we called him down. We were down in the basement when we've got this news and we called him down and said, you know, what do you want to do? They're moving the tournament. So technically you don't have to go, but with the team that he's on at the level that he's on, you really don't want to miss tournaments unless it's some really catastrophic sort of situation.
And nor does he want to miss it.
Right. Well, you know, so I asked him because we gave him the option. It was his call. And he was like, I can't miss. He's like, just leave me home. And I was like, well, there's a little problem. And that's called you can't drive a car by yourself without someone else because he's 15. And so we started just racking our brain to try to figure out, okay, what could plan B look like? And finally came up with the idea of what if the boys were to stay back home, go to the baseball tournament and have a boys' weekend, and the girls go with the boyfriends to Silver Dollar City. And, you know, it wasn't like I pictured, but it ended up being really, really special because I think you guys got to have a really fun boys' weekend. Mm-hmm. And the boys ended up, Silas's team, they won their tournament, which they were very excited about. And I was so glad that he stayed back. But then also, we got to have this great weekend trip with the girls and the boyfriends. And I feel like it was kind of one of those things where both parties ended up getting to just really enjoy where they were at. And it was so fun because I just had Kirsten with me and the girls would, you know, we were all together some, and then the girls would go off and it was just me and Kirsten, and we got to just make these special memories together. And she and I don't always get to have a whole lot of one-on-one time together. I try to prioritize that, but you know, she usually has her little brothers around. And so for her to just get all this one-on-one time with me, for her to be the only little child, it was kind of like when we took David with us to go to Michigan and how he got to be the only child for a while. I feel like she just ate it up and she loved it so much. And it was really sweet to see, you know, the older kids doing things with her. They went on a lot of rides with her. They spent a lot of time with her as well. And the park was so crowded, but because we've been there so many different times, kind of know how to maneuver and what to do and how to figure out which rides, you know, people won't be at and where it will be the busiest and all of that. And so it was just a really special experience. And it was a good reminder that sometimes things don't turn out like you envision, but it can still be good. And so I just share that as an encouragement. If maybe there's something in your life that has, you know, something you were really looking forward to and it's changed and it's different than what you had expected, there can still be some really sweet, special memories in the midst of it. And I was just so grateful that we could have just been like, forget it, we're not going to go. But it ended up just being this really special memory that I think we will look back on for years and just be really grateful for. So we did something this week that I don't know, I feel like we've done it before, but it's not a normal practice of ours, and that was to go an early vote. Jesse, I feel like I know one time we absentee voted because we were going to be out of town, and then I feel like there was some other election that we went and early voted. But usually when it's a presidential election, I like to go and vote on election day.
That's usually what we've been doing, yeah.
For me, those of you who know that I'm a political junkie. Jesse, you are too, but I feel like I have become even more so than you, which I never would have envisioned because you have always been such a political junkie.
I think you were a closet, though, because I remember that you were wanting to get involved before we got married, but you just never did.
I helped with different campaigns and things like that. But I don't necessarily know that I have this huge desire to run for office. Or
you already did.
I mean, I did for the precinct committee woman, but I don't know that I have this huge desire to actually be actively involved in politics, just because I know the toll that it takes on your family and all of that. And I think at this point in time, I just don't feel comfortable with ever pursuing something like that while we have young kids. Mm-hmm. And just feel like back in the day, years and years ago, I think we talked about it on a podcast episode where you were working with someone who was in a very heated, divisive political race. Mm-hmm. And, it ended up that they kind of drug our family into it. There were newspaper articles. They were trying to find dirt and like looking at my blog and all sorts of things to try to pull any pieces out. And I think after our experience with that, it was just the realization of what, you know, it was a very tiny little drop in the bucket of what it is like if you're running for political office,
right?
And the scrutiny that you're under and how they can take anything and twist it and all of that. So
it's just something that we weren't willing to subject the rest of our family to.
It was just, it was too much for us as a young couple, young family, for our marriage, for our little kids, that sort of thing. But I love following politics. And I know so many people right now are feeling just kind of jaded with the whole political system. And I hear from so many people who are saying, you know, you're just not excited. Don't even know if you're going to vote this year because of just feeling just kind of cynical about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because for me, I just find it all very fascinating. And maybe it's because I am interested in marketing. I don't know, but I just cannot seem to get enough of just everything going on right now. So I listen to a lot of podcasts and I follow a lot of different just people and from all different sides. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, but we made the decision to vote early, mostly because we've been hearing about the record turnout and you never know what's going to happen for mm-hmm. election day. And the last time that I voted, which was just in 2022, so it was a midterm election, I almost didn't get to vote because I had something going on and I had gone when I had thought I allowed plenty of time and I got there and the lines were
hours
out the door and I waited and waited and waited and thought I had this appointment that I was like, I couldn't miss. It was, I was leading this meeting for this nonprofit and I ended up just texting them being like, can I be a little bit late? Cause I really, really want to vote and I'm almost to the front of the line. Anyway, so I just feel like, you know, when you have young kids and school schedules and all of that, we just decided to vote early this year because of, you never know. And, so anyway, we told Micah we were going to take him with us and I told him that we were going to go vote and he got all excited because he thought we were going to go on a boat. And I was trying to explain to him what voting is and I'm like, how do you explain to a two-year-old we're voting for the people who are going to run this country? Like, it, you know, it just, he couldn't understand, but he was very disappointed. There were no boats. And, but he did go in the booth with me and he was real like intrigued about the whole thing. And he got his sticker that said future voter and everything. And I just, we've always brought our kids with us. And I think it's a good thing to just from an early age, have your kids be involved in this process and mm-hmm. to help them to recognize the importance of, we live in a country where we get to have a voice and a vote and to exercise that. And it's really cool because this is Catherine's first year to get to vote. And so, you know, just, it was really, I was just thinking of that. Like I raised a child who is now voting. And also she's actually very politically involved, way more than you or I ever were. And it's just interesting because we never, I mean, she was somewhat interested, but we never would have seen that. And God just opened up a lot of doors for her and opportunities for her to do some really, really cool things that like you would have, you know, we were talking about this.
She's involved in a different way than what I was.
Yes.
But I wouldn't say it's way more than I was because I was pretty
Involved. I'm just saying the opportunities that she's gotten.
She's got some great opportunities.
Yes. Yes. And to do different things and
on a national level.
Yes. And I would love to share those, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut because it's her story and it's her thing. But she's just gotten some really, really cool things. And also this more like inside peek into mm-hmm. things. And God just keeps opening up these doors for her and these opportunities for her and, you know, these paid positions. And then it's just been incredible. And it's nothing that she has sought after other than, you know, taking the step and doing the next thing and mm-hmm. showing up. And
well, and I remember when she took that first step, she was so anxious. And she went to this conference and there's going to be a lot of people there that she didn't know, and they were all involved in ways that she wasn't familiar with, and she thought that she was not prepared. Mm-hmm. And just encourage her to step into it. Just step into it. You never know what's. Just take the next step. You never know what's going to happen. What doors God's going to open for you. And it's been really cool to see that she took that first step, and just how she's blossomed.
Yes,
because of taking action.
Yes. And I think for her it's given her this newfound confidence. Like when she went to that, it was this 5-day sort of training institute thing that she got invited to be a part of because she had been involved in this political consulting firm that she'd interned with a few years before. And the first thing when she got there, she was so nervous because she felt very out of her league. And she got there and she's texting me, "Mom, I'm so uncomfortable. I don't know what to do." And, but then as soon as it started, they had this media training and every single person had to go up on stage with bright lights, camera, and sit in front of the whole entire audience. And they did like a 1-minute basically interview with them. And she said, "Mom, I bombed it." And, you know, I said, "But what did you learn from that?" And by the end of the week, she had grown so much confidence. Mm-hmm. And she said, "I realized just go up and shake somebody's hand, introduce yourself, look them in the eye and have conversations and ask questions." And then she's just from that opened up so many different doors and so many opportunities. And we were just talking the other day about, I said, now if you were to be put on a stage with the lights and the camera, you would feel so much more confident. She's mm-hmm. like, "Absolutely." And
well, and then, but not only for those jobs has the doors open, she's also becoming more confident in who she is, yes. what she believes, why she believes it, and stepping into different leadership roles at school. Mm-hmm. And though I don't think that she would have done that otherwise.
Yes. And I think that it's just been as a parent to watch your child blossom. And I think, you know, to see her standing on her shoulders in a sense, mm-hmm. like, I feel like we had these dreams and ambitions when we were early married of like, we were going to do these things in politics. And then it felt like that wasn't the right direction for us. But to see her pick up the baton, and she's doing it in a different way, 'cause she's not out campaigning. She's doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff, but she's getting these opportunities to just really step into spaces that it feels like standing on her shoulders and taking it a lot further.
I never thought about it like that.
And so to see your child do that and do that of their own volition, it's not something that we encouraged her to say yes to these open doors, but she's the one that's really then taking ownership and taking initiative, and then it's opening up more and more and more doors. And so that's just been really incredible to see. But all of that to say, go ahead, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, we don't necessarily push them a certain direction. What we want to do is encourage them to step out of their comfort zones, make decisions that might not feel easy, but also to know who you are, what you believe, and why you believe it. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the core values that we're trying to instill in them, and let it take it where it goes.
Yes. Well, and I think that's the thing with her. I'm like, I don't know where God's going to lead you long term, but I do know that saying yes and showing up to this small thing, you never know where that could be a stepping stone to the future, but also just, you never know what you're going to learn from that, who you're going to meet from that, what experiences you're going to have, what character you're going to build that's going to benefit you in maybe a very different way in the future. But just her having that confidence on her feet to go into a situation and to interact with people who are high up in government and to feel confident to do that, or maybe to fake confidence. You know, sometimes you don't necessarily feel it, but to know how to fake it. And then by that, you know, when you stretch your courage muscle, it's going to grow. And it's going to be scary to stretch it, but it's going to grow over time. So all of that to say, I just want to encourage everyone, like I said, those of you who live in America, who can vote, exercise that right to vote. And one of my hopes in my heart, you know, I don't talk about politics on the internet or my beliefs or my political views, but I have this dream that I can encourage every single person who follows me to get out and vote. And I just think for everyone to make that a priority, do what it takes. So I encourage you, if you have early voting in your area, make that a priority. And then email me or message me and let me know that you've done it. That just makes me so thrilled and excited to hear that you took that step and that you did that, that you made your voice and your vote count. And so that's my encouragement. That's my call to action to you. If you live in America, if you are able to vote, go vote, because it matters. And I think all of our voices need to be heard. Thanks so much for joining us today for just a little newsy update episode. A lot of little things that we wanted to talk about, and big things, because things like voting and stuff like that, that really matters. It's a big thing. It's not a little thing. But I hope you all are having a great week, and I will look forward to talking to you again soon. As always, like I mentioned, we love hearing from you. Send a message to crystal@moneysavingmom.com if you have any thoughts, any opinions, any feedback, any constructive criticism. We always welcome all of it.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.